Yeah, good morning, whatever. Yeah, I don't know what time it is whenever you get to listen to this, but it is what it is. Welcome. Listen, today is a, I mean, it's an on the clock show, I guess, because I got shit to do. I gotta go through some dental torture in a little bit, but other than that, I am well. I hope you are well too. Hope you had a lovely weekend. I just spent some time researching and just just watching a lot of shit, trying to keep up on what everything that is going on in the state of the world that we now live in. And I've already explained how, we're getting screwed. The tax dollars just. It's just we're in a bind. We're in a pinch. Everybody's stressed. Everybody's pressed. The whole world is kind of fed up with their governments and just them doing dumb shit. It's just the state of the world from my perspective. And I don't know why you're subjecting yourself to this, but yeah, this is what this show is. So welcome to VLG Podcast, PCP Podcast. Shout out to the little bro. The caps work. The caps work. If you ever do get to listen to this, I gotta text you and call you anyway, man. But yeah, big salute to the little bro. Salute to everybody. You know what it is. But yeah, man. Listen. I know I said it before, but I have to reiterate it. Taiwan, Ukraine, or Israel? Which one is it? Which one is it? And I didn't spend my whole weekend, only just I realized I'm putting a lot in my mind by subjecting myself to all of these things, but it helps me to keep up on the state of affairs and just figure out how much I should invest in life if we have the potential of a nuclear war and just everybody perishing or being subjected to just subjected to slow brutal death. I can't figure out which one which one they're going with, but we're on a path that's not it's not very favorable. Israel's trying to get us all killed. I'm sorry. But the bright spot, as I said, there's always a bright spot. The bright spot is there are, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people who are in the streets in Israel protesting Netanyahu and his tactics, and it's a beautiful thing. Will the resistance be crushed, and will the government do what it wants to do anyway? More than likely, yes. But it's a beautiful thing to see, people actually somewhat, I don't want to say waking up, because the whole woke culture and everything else is just so prevalent in society. The things I think about, yeah, I should go live on Rumble. Salute to Rumble, man. But I don't want to say waking up, man, but it's just I think we realize we're all being fucked. Like, nobody this is one thing that I realized over the past weekend. I'm like, yo, life is a life. It don't matter where that life is being taken or subjected to torture or anything of that nature. A life is a life. Whether that life be a Palestinian getting brutally murdered and shot by Israel security forces, because Israel is raiding the West Bank towns and bombing the Gaza Strip in Palestine, and they're talking about striking Iran because they don't want them to have nuclear weapons. Why the fuck can you have a nuke, but Iran can't? Like, I don't understand. Are you scared that they might do something because, of what you're doing to people in Palestine and the West Bank and the Gaza Strip? Is that what you're scared of? it's just a it's a perplexing a very perplexing situation, to say the least. And I'm just looking into it, and I'm just hearing and reading the rhetoric of, you know, the powers that be. And I'm like, yo, this is, it's a, and I realize I'm subjecting myself to a mind fuck where, you know, even though I don't pay attention to mainstream media and I pick and choose what I want to be informed about, it's still, the media. So those people are being paid to push a certain message or a certain viewpoint. And don't get it fucked up. Every news station in the world is funded by a government or something, some sort of state faction that determines what information or what narrative they want to be pushed. And it's just funny just watching and just seeing, you know, how some things are, how there's a tilt to everything and how the narrative is pushed for the most part. But it's just, yeah, the whole Israel thing. I'm like, you know, free Palestine, first of all. Like, you know, listen, I'm too low and I'm too, I guess, not on the radar to get, you know, canceled. I just don't want to get killed. Big yo, oh, by the way, yeah, Adidas is working out a deal with Kanye. It turns out, you know, all that stuff he said about, you know, the Jews and stuff is now worth losing $1 billion. And it's just funny the timing of everything that's playing out. And as I said, this coincides with, you know, Netanyahu, who did get found guilty of some criminal charges for corruption and things like that with his government. And he's now back in power, regardless of what the people say. And there are some extremists in his cabinet. So this is why things are ramping up in the Middle East and Palestine. And will America sorry about that. But will America help? Sorry for coughing and sniffing, but yeah, fuck that, yo. Don't be questioning me. Why does Zelensky sniff so much in his videos? I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. But why? Why is he always sniffing in his videos? It's really weird, man. Just watch some videos and see how many times he sniffs and wipes his nose and stuff. But nonetheless, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting off track. It just, you know, I got a lot on my mind. But yeah, yeah. Will America help? Or is America using Israel as a proxy to strike Iran because they can't do it right now? They're kind of stretched thin. We just got out of the Afghanistan thing. We're funding the Ukraine war, and it's just weird. It's just weird, man. Like, and the recruitment levels in the military have dropped drastically. Hey, yo, my prediction is America's gonna get smoked. Like, I've been saying this. Everybody's going to turn their back on America. And it's going to be everybody against America. Because America, everybody's going to realize that America is Nazi Germany 2.0 on steroids. And yeah. And then they're going to realize, you know, they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. So Germany's going to be like, yo, wait, hold on. Why are we on your side when you're costing us more money? Because at the end of the day, it's all about the money. Because the same people getting rich now are, I don't want to say controlled by Israel, because I feel that's going a little Kanye on people, but the same people getting rich now are going to get rich from all of these conflicts. You know, I can't say that so much for, you know, it's what goes on in China and Russia, but anything that happens in Europe, the same people who are getting rich now are going to continue getting rich. And it's a I don't know what America's just distracted by everything right now. I guess NBA trades. I don't know what the big thing is in America that has stopped people from taking to the streets. But I'm proud to see the people in Israel doing it. And I just hate to say, like, they're gonna get crushed. It's gonna get crushed, man. And then, so Israel is one front. Then you have the whole China thing. As I keep saying this, China has proposed a peace plan. The American media has not given the details or what is in this peace plan. But it does include respect for sovereignty, and there's some other things written in the bill. And in watching media, I see the Chinese faction, or the faction from China, let me say it that way, basically kind of saying that, you know, hey, at least we're the only neutral side, and we're putting a peace plan out there. So there's nobody else who's has a peace strategy who's not involved in the war. And China is calling it what it is. It's like, you know, the West and NATO against Russia, because that's what it is. And everybody's the Ukrainian, some Ukrainian girl, and was trying to say, like, no, it's not the West and NATO against Russia. You know, it's Ukraine. Russia started it. And I'm like, no, it's not actually true. And there's just so many different narratives and so many different spins. I can understand how an average person would know how to decipher what is going on. And is this just all another mind fucked in order for the world to comply and become the one world government or the one world society, as they have, you know, been planning and plotting for longer than we have existed? And that's the other kind of thing what I'm leaning towards with everything that's going on after this research. And I'm like, you know, just something is not right here. But it's just, you know, the Ukraine thing, as I've said before, like, there were right-wing militias in Ukraine. There were indeed chemical labs and bio labs in Ukraine. What Russia was saying pretty much was pretty much true. America will never admit these things. Like, they will never admit to blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. It will come out, like, years down the line, but by then it will be too late. That's all I'll say on that part. Just watching it unfold and the billions of dollars spent, and just seeing how BlackRock and JP Morgan and all these other big entities are getting in on the digital remake of Ukraine. It just seems like it's part of an agenda. It's a proxy war that is costing, like, countless lives. And it's unnecessary. So it's just one of these things where I'm like, this did not have to happen, but the powers that be are kind of pushing it and still pushing it. And as many narratives have said, is like, you know, if the West and NATO and all these other places were not providing weapons to Ukraine and assistance, the war would have been over by now, or the special operation, whatever you want to call it, would have been over by now. And it's true. So are we destroying Ukraine for a digital rebuild? Is that what's going on right now? I don't know, but I do know it's costing thousands and thousands of lives, and disrupting childhoods and humans are some shit, man. It's just, it's pointless at the end of the day. In Ukraine, they're restricting media. You can't say anything that doesn't fit the narrative. The same goes for Russia. You already know China, the media is controlled. So, I mean, they are all on the same team. That being said, they're all on the same team. And when I, you know, it's like the rivalries that they create within sports teams, you know, whatever country you live in, it's the same script. What is it, Lakers? So I don't even know. I don't even pay attention to sports to know who the big rivalries are. Manchester United, whoever they play, I don't know. But it's just one of these things where I'm just like, yo, no, the poor people are losing. There's no other way around that. The poor people are losing. Whatever country, whatever conflict it is, the poor people are losing, and a life is a life. But the powers that be are still just pushing this whole Ukraine thing, and it's all starting to fall apart. And I'd love to see it, and I'd love to see the support wane and the anti-war rallies that are taking place all around the globe. And I think people are realizing it, but I just don't, I don't know. And then I had a conversation in the barbershop where somebody said, hey, you know, by the time all of this happens, you know, there's all this digital stuff you guys are talking about, we're going to be old, and yeah, it won't matter. So why are we even focusing on this? And I'm like, yeah, that's, and after I left, I'm like, yeah, that's part of the problem with the whole thing is that we think like, hey, you know, fuck it. It's already over for us, so why does it matter? It matters because with 15-minute cities, they're going to restrict your movement. And they're going to determine how many miles you could travel per day by car or whatever mode of transportation you use. And if that stops your line of work or whatever hustle you have going on, that involves cash and everything is digital now and you can no longer, you know, get that cash without the IRS and people questioning where that money is coming from, it's going to disrupt your life a little bit. When they restrict your movement to where, you know, you can't, it's going to be a very, very, very different world. And the things you can be cut off from, like we were discussing the social credit score in China, they can restrict your movement and you can't buy plane or train tickets and things of that nature. So we have these things all actually taking place right now. But there's conflict. But there's conflict everywhere, so don't pay attention to that. And it's just a weird conundrum that I find myself in personally, so I understand how other people can get involved in it. And then on top of that, you have I don't even know. Allegedly Norfolk Southern, or in collaboration with the U.S. government, have nuked a town in what is it? East Palestine, I think it's Ohio. The town is pretty much cooked with chemicals. And it's just not, people still don't know about it. It happened on February 3rd. And it's just the distractions. It's just too many. And you just have, you know, I had a small video of a dude whose whole voice changed. He sounds like Mickey Mouse or Michael Jackson now after, you know, returning to East Palestine. And it was just incredulous. I'm just like, yo, wait, hold on. Why are you people still there? I don't get it, man. Like, why? Why would you go back? It's just weird at this point. Like, you have to understand, they nuked your town. Like, they made a movie about it, and then they nuked your town. It's like Event 201 all over again. And I don't know how many times I have to say this, but I know it might seem like I'm rambling, but I just want to, I'm not trying to confuse you, but I'm just giving you the reality. It's like America is eroding from within. And the final blow will be whatever way we stretch ourselves, or I'm trying to figure out how to put this. I don't want to say stretch ourselves thin, but it's going to get to a point where there's not going to be enough to defend America. if that makes sense. So if and when, if in the fiasco of all the conflicts and distractions, if America ever does, you know, somehow come under attack from China or Russia or whoever, it might be Canada, it might be Germany, it might be somebody in Europe who's like, you know what, yo, fuck this, we're tired of this American shit, yo, like, y'all wilder, y'all look crazy. And that might be the end of it. But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be the 15-minute cities. Is everybody, like, there's just so much going on under one umbrella. And I think today, it's actually today, that I think it's probably only, I don't know if it's a global coordination between the WHO and world governments for whatever the next pandemic might be. Basically ceding control to the WHO, which is mainly funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which I've said numerous times. I'm like, if it's one person who has to go, it's probably that guy, but he's just a puppet of the powers that be. It's just one of these things that we now live under the dictatorship of unelected officials, like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk is one of them too. But you know, they're making him a savior right now because he seems like, you know, the logical guy to be a savior. I don't know, and it's just. At this point, I think my brain is on overload, and I'm just like, wait, what is going on? It's either that or the caps. I can't. The trip is lovely. You wake up, and you're like, yo, wait, hold on. What the fuck is going on with my life right now? But, you just have to understand. It's the whole East Palestine thing. I think the thing people are kind of not understanding about that, and it was just weird how that topic got kind of skipped over because nobody really knew much about it in the barbershop. But I think that's more significant than we really know of. It's gonna cause a lot of shit, and don't get it fucking wrong. Like, it was snowing in Cali, in Southern California, snow and hailstorms and stuff. But it was 60 degrees in New York, and somehow this is. This is the new normal. And everyone is just okay with it. And that's the thing that leads me to question and not understand. I'm like, what? Where do we focus? And I think it might be becoming a little discerning for me because I'm like, where do I focus? Because I've already given you two conflicts plus, you know, America nuking itself and rotting from within. And as I said, a life is a life. And here in America, America is the mass shooting capital of the world. If we're going to give out titles like murder capital and stuff like that, America is the mass shooting capital of the world. Why? Nobody fucking knows. Nobody knows. Nobody wants to figure it out. It's just, it is what it is, man. There were probably mass shootings that happened this weekend, but we don't know. I think they stopped publishing Chirac numbers. You really got to look for them to figure out how many people get shot every weekend in Chirac. And it's a beautiful thing to kind of watch it all unravel. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, this is not good for us and for myself. Just for everybody in general. Like, we all want a better future, you know, with peace and harmony. And, you know, we just want our fucking kids to grow up, man, and be okay and be safe. If you can't agree with that, you know, whatever it be, if you don't have kids, your pets, you don't want your pets to die because there's chemicals in the soil and the air. Which is happening in East Palestine, Ohio. It's just like, what, you know, when does it stop? Or do we just keep consuming and taking it all in and realize, like, yo, this kind of hurts. This hurts. But we just have to keep drooling on as if, you know, as if we don't see it and don't care. Or we're too concerned with our own selves to kind of, I guess, give a fuck. Or really do anything about it. And as I said, that whole digital push is coming. And it's pretty much here. And ChatGPT is just the beginning. That's just what they're showing you. ChatGPT is what they're showing you. The more advanced shit that is out there and available is already up and running. The military has it. It's already in test. So if you think ChatGPT, you know, having the ability to convince people to leave their spouses and their families and kind of turn on people, if you don't think that's some kind of psyop, you have to be, you know, just naive to the fact that YouTube, Google, all your social media sites are government run. And their job is to manipulate you to a certain mindset or thought frame. Why? I know this is going to be the rambling show, but why the fuck is Andrew Tate still in prison? Why? Why? They have no evidence, no nothing. But that shows you that, you know, if you get too high up there and you say things we don't like, we have to take you down a notch, and we have to bring some humility to your life, because the powers that be don't want you influencing the masses. And it all comes full circle, though, because when the truth does come out, I think it's, I don't want to get this wrong, but it's some agency now saying that the lab leak theory could possibly be true, which I said numerous times. It's all unraveling very, very beautifully. I just don't want it to end in complete disaster. Because I have a son mostly, and I want to see him grow up. And I want everybody to have a peaceful, harmonious life. And I don't know if that's too much to ask, but it's just crazy. And if this lab leak thing happens, and the Nord Stream pipeline thing happens, and these two things happen to be true, and it was really an American-funded lab that caused the whole world to shut down in some sort of possible chemical attack against China, and then at the same time, it's found out that America attacked its own allies by blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, and then they're not able to provide assistance to the things they guaranteed, like helping Taiwan out and helping Israel out if some of the powers in the Middle East should come together and just decide, like, hey, yo, we tired of this shit, yo. I gotta calm it down. Calm it. Then what happens? Listen, I documented how the power shift had already occurred, and how the new world powers were Russia and China, pretty much for the most part. And it's just a shift that's happening. I don't know if Russia and China are going to go along with the digital thing, and that's the part of the whole mind fuck part of it that leaves me perturbed. Is like, you know, is it all one chess game, and no matter who wins, the powers that be still win? Because don't get it fucked up, yo. Listen, World War II was funded by the same people on both sides. So it could be another one of those scenarios, and we, you know, that could be my naivety to think it's not. But I already said the power shift was happening years ago. And this is the scary part about, you know, me doing the show and some of my premonitions and intuitions is I'm always a couple years off or sometime not on the exact timeline of when I say some shit is going to happen. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, some of it does be a little bit true. And if this lab leak thing, which has the U.S. intelligence is divided amongst whether this story is credible or not. So you have one department saying it is, one department saying it's not. But if it's true, truth is truth, you know? And America, and then it will be realized that America kind of fucked the world up. And it's all America's fault. And that's, I don't want to wholeheartedly place blame strictly on America. Because, you know, there's puppet masters behind everything. And I'm not even going to, you know, pretend as if that is not the case. But we should understand, you know. Yeah. Yes. Oh, all right. Yeah, sorry for the click, man. Yeah, hopefully this is all meshed together as one show, but whatever. Your recorded reality is gonna be the most ghetto show ever that I ever recorded, but it's okay, whatever. Where was I? Yeah. I don't want to wholeheartedly place the blame on America, but it's starting to unravel that America is behind a lot of evil and contentious shit. And if this all does unfold, you know, just think of these three things. Just these three alone. Right? We kind of blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. The whole COVID thing might have been a leak from an American-funded lab. And America just nuked one of its own cities or towns for the love of profit and not for, you know, the safety of human life. So, when you put these things into perspective, and you're like, yo, wait, hold on, something is not right here, and, these chickens have to come home to roost. And once the NATO allies kind of be like, yo, wait, hold on. Let's get this shit straight here, because something is definitely off here. The chickens are going to come home to roost. I didn't even get to get into Taiwan, really, because, you know, China is very smart and precise with how they operate. And I admire that about them because, you know, they're not going to fuck the money up. And they're putting themselves in a very good position, you know, to where they're pushing a narrative that is more true than everybody wants to realize. And don't get it fucked up. I'm not condoning what, you know, anybody does to anybody in any country or any continent, whatever. But we have to understand, like, yo, this is life. And, right, listen, China will wait till America stretches itself way too thin and then take Taiwan. And don't get it fucked up. When they take Taiwan and they take all the computer chips and the microchips, yeah, America's going to be struggling for a long time. And then once everything starts trading in the Chinese yuan and, you know, the petrodollar is over, which that is happening at the same time as everything is unraveling, I think that's what it will hit home for people who say, like, yo, I'm going to be old by then, so what does it matter? Like, this is a couple years away, my guy. You're not going to be that old. You'll probably be 5 years older, but it'll be a different world. So it's like saying you could have predicted what, you know, was coming years down the line and say, you know, we're living this kind of sensitive times where you can't say anything and you know the media is bought and you know they're pushing a narrative and you know they don't allow outside information and you just have to go with it. Like, none of nothing is real. And that's the part where I'm trying to figure out, like, yo, none of this is real, but is it, how does this saga unfold? Because this movie is getting horrible, and it's not going to end well. It's not. Because, you know, the narrative can be easily shifted on a global scale to, hey, yo, this is all America's fault. And then America becomes the outcast of the world. I want to be wrong. I would like to be wrong. But in the same light, I'm like, oh, nah. So it's more than likely it was going to happen at some point. Everybody's going to be like, yo, nah, these niggas is fucking up, man. We got to get off their dollar. And we got to realize that they are, you know, the 2.0 version on steroids. Listen, if you don't believe me, look at Operation High Jump, you know? Werner Von Braun. I don't know. I just want the aliens to show up and be like, yeah, listen, everything's going to be all right. We're going to give everybody a Tesla, and yeah, you guys will be good. But I don't know if that's how aliens work, and I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. I think I've overloaded my brain this weekend, but yeah, listen, thank you for listening to me ramble. But I just, you know, that was my rambling of how it's all unraveling between the war, the conflicts, the numerous conflicts that are escalating, nuking ourselves, and just information being coming out. And don't even get me started on this one video. Yo, listen, go get a Rumble account and find last messages. And just, yo, why are people just looking up at the sky, circling around and dying suddenly? Or just standing up and just dying suddenly? Please tell me, because I need to know for the love of baby Jesus. When it all comes out, it's going to be different. And, yeah, we just have to brace for it, man. Anyway, that's it. Listen, I love you if you put up with my shit and my rambling. I don't even know what I'm doing. This is just me doing this for me and hopefully informing you before it's all too late. And before we're all blown to smithereens. It is what it is, though. So, you know, listen. Until then, enjoy life. Take it one day at a time. And don't be kissing people in the mouth, as I always say. VOG Podcast, PCP Podcast. Until next time, sorry for the clicks, sorry for the interruptions. Send me some money so I can do this in the studio. Thank you. Have a great life. Peace.